Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Now, back to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Yay, sports!
Seen the Mike Mitchell clip? I retweeted that.
Yeah.
It's excellent. It is so good.
There's some feedback to that.
I bet there is. Yeah. I bet there is. But I love that he called Matt Hasselbeck an a-hole, and he uses the whole word. And this a-hole, Matt Hasselbeck, called me dirty. He didn't even know me.
He's been on a rampage, that Mike Mitchell.
But he had a great line. This is not just including him, but I mentioned this. I mean, the audio, he swears a bunch of times. It's really tough to play. But without getting too much in the weeds, he lists the fact that a couple years ago he was going to tackle somebody in the Bengals on a pass. And he was going to the, like Puss said, the target area. Not the target area, the strike zone.
Yeah.
Shoulders to knees, whatever like that, through the middle. And as he dove for the guy, Dalton threw a bad pass, so the guy had to move to catch it. And since he moved into Mitchell, their helmets hit, and he got like a zillion-dollar penalty. And I mean, a zillion-dollar fine. It's like, what are they supposed to do?
Yeah, why can't they spot that? Because they're able
well,
to
they
say...
Well, they can if you'd go watch it replay, but they're not going to replay every penalty.
No.
So that's the problem with that.
But they will determine on the spot, in real time, what incidental contact is for pass interference.
Right.
Yeah. Why can't they say, well, that just happened?
You see it all the time, though.
Accidentally.
Because they'd have to go back and watch the replay a lot.
Yeah. I mean, you can tell if a guy is intentionally, you know, attacking with the helmet.
Right. Mm-hmm.
They're going to look at some targeting legislation in the NFL, similar to college, that they'll be able to go look at a replay and see if, you know, see where the contact was. But, that wouldn't take place this year.
No, that wouldn't.
It would be February competition committee right. stuff. We'll get to some more of that. First, this is a big day in Todd and Tyler Radio Empire history. It's 1 year ago today.
1 year?
Yes, 1 year ago today. We stood behind our boys and took no guff.
Oh.
The New York Times, I brought this story up, Kansas, coached by Dick Tarp. The New York Times had listed him as Dick Tarp.
And this is where it came up. And this is how we investigate who it was,
yes.
right?
Yes. Yes, Dick Tarp broke University of Cincinnati's 90-game basketball home winning streak, and I brought it up just because Dick Tarp is a funny name.
You know,
and then that wasn't even his name.
Nope.
We need Warren's going to be here coming up
next week.
Yeah,
week from today. Actually.
Warren will be in the studio. We need a clip. I'll get it clean from him. You know, Dick Tarp stands behind his boys. I just need
he
that.
Doesn't
clip.
Take any guff.
I just need him saying that and the guff part, right? Yeah. Because I just typed in Dick Harp, and there's like a 20-minute bit with Greg Warren, and I don't want to get into it like that, but it's funny.
Started with a misprint.
It did, yeah. It did.
Maybe I would have brought it up if it was Dick Harp, but Dick Tarp was really funny
to
me.
And then we did
Dick Harp is still a funny enough name.
No, it is, but Dick, I don't know if I would have caught it up, just the same.
Because Dick Tarp is really funny. Yeah. It's something you go buy if you need it.
If you need it.
You see a lot of that Christmas time, though, the Dick Harp.
Oh, yeah.
I think the boys of Mannheim Steamroller have a Dick Harp.
Yeah, they play that thing.
Trans-Siberian Orchestra has a Dick Harp.
Yeah. You blow into that one, though. You don't strum it. It's weird. It's like a Jew's harp, you know. It's a mouth thing.
Loing,
the Dick
loing,
Harp.
Loing, loing.
The Dick Harp's like that. Makes that kind of noise. But here's a noise it makes. That's the Dick Harp.
I got to run and pick up my prescription.
You put it in sideways.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
You approach it from the side.
Three people I noticed having birthdays today. They're three different sports. Should all be Hall of Famers. Only two of them are. Johnny Bench, Larry Bird, and Terrell Owens all have birthdays today. You can guess who's older very easily, I'm guessing.
Johnny Bench. I saw Johnny Bench play.
Johnny Bench is 70. Larry Bird, 61. Terrell Owens, 44 today. Probably still run around in the league. I would ask who's taller, but you probably figure that out, too.
That'd be Larry Bird.
Larry Bird, yeah. 6'9". Yeah.
6'9". Six, nine.
Johnny Bench, 6'1". Terrell Owens taller than that?
In
Terrell,
between?
Terrell Owens is 6'2". Do you know?
Or 6'3".
Yeah, 6'3". Terrell Owens, 6'3". And tall Warren Moon, Hall of Famer Warren Moon.
Met Warren Moon once.
I met him too.
Big
once,
strong man.
At a Rose Bowl.
Big strong man.
Yeah, he
big hands.
One of them
big hands. Huge hands.
He had an Adrian Peterson handshake.
Oh, yeah, strong.
Powerful,
handshake.
Powerful handshake.
Big.
Well, he's asked for and been granted a leave of absence as the Seahawks radio analyst. He's being sued for allegedly sexually assaulting and harassing his former assistant.
Oh, jeez.
These are repeated advances, according to her, including once grabbing her in the crotch. He'd pressured her to wear revealing clothing. These are her words, sexual
remarks. He hired
remark.
A hot assistant.
Yep.
You can't do that.
He forced her to sleep in the same bed when they were on the road.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, yeah. Allegedly threatened to replace her if she said anything about it, and now she has.
Now, was he convicted of domestic abuse? Oh, or was that just an allegation?
Or did the wife, remember the details.
Or did the wife pull the charges because, you know, she wanted to keep charging things? Remember
yeah,
that?
Yeah. But
that
still, you know, they had no problem hiring the guy after that.
Right.
But now,
but that might have been that might have been a wife thing where he said, she said, no, he didn't do anything. He just got mad. I spent too much money. And they might have pulled the charges.
Yeah, yeah.
They might have pulled the charges at the time.
I don't recall the details.
It's a different world now.
But I know there were
it is, yeah.
accusations out there. But now, different world.
Right.
If you get accused of this. They did zero tolerance.
Trouble. Yeah.
Unless you're Republican congressman.
Yeah. I mean, unless you're representing.
Or the president of the United States. Right?
Yeah, that too.
Yeah, but well, everybody, everybody else has to pay.
Higher standard for others.
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
It's politicians in general that can get away with it because, you know, the people elect them.
Yeah.
This guy's currently 32 years old, so see what happens with that with Warren Moon. Tonight, the NFL Saints and at the Falcons. The Saints still in the hunt for a first-round bye. The Falcons in the wild card hunt. Four teams this weekend in the NFL could clinch divisional titles. That's how far we are into the season. The Steelers, the Vikings, the Eagles, and the Cheaters could all clinch divisional titles.
Right.
Eli Manning's going to start again. And I, like, the more I hear about this, the more I don't – you know, the Mara family is, like, the respected family and one of the respected original families in the National Football League. And Kornheiser keeps – hammering on this, and I agree more and more. Why didn't Mara step in? If he knew he was probably going to fire McAdoo,
right.
Why did he let this happen?
Yeah,
yeah.
Let that
agree.
Streak end? It made no sense.
Yeah.
It made no
and
sense.
Now Eli's going to be back in there as
I
the
know.
Starter.
Right.
I mean, good for Eli for just kind of whatever.
Somebody
I'll run
said,
scout team and I'll come back.
Now, it doesn't really matter where he was, but somebody said the Mara was overseas when that call was made. Still, you make a call.
We got phones.
You still make a call and say, no, you can't. I heard that, but that's not an excuse.
Or a tweet. It's just a poorly run organization at this point.
It seems like. I mean, you got your two-time Super Bowl winning quarterback, a Hall of Famer, last name Manning. You would think that a guy who's the head coach in the current context of how he was would not be able to make that call.
I heard, actually, Todd's boy, Herm Edwards, yesterday talking about this. And he the way he put it was perfect. He said, you treat everybody fair, but you don't treat everybody the same.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't treat Eli Manning the same as you treat everybody else.
No, that's
the
guy earned exactly it. Right.
The guy's
exactly
earned a little
right.
bit of respect.
Right.
Is Herm still broadcasting?
Yeah.
Yeah, since the old guy is doing the bowl game, he's back on ESPN finishing out
but
the
he's
season.
Recruiting, NFL Live. Todd. He's recruiting.
Oh, they were mentioning it. I mean, they even showed a little bit of his press conference during NFL Live yesterday.
He should get to work. I mean, he should use that platform to recruit.
He is.
He is.
Yeah. Get on the train. Get on the train.
Good for him.
I was in the store last night. Arizona State shirts all say Herm Edwards.
They do.
Just a variation on the theme.
Yeah.
Herman Up, it says, or something like that.
Herman
I don't get
up.
That one. It says Arizona State Sun Devils, Herman Up.
Yeah.
Hello.
Herm warning.
I got a Herm warning.
I got a Herm warning.
Oh, I
warning.
Did see Herm warning.
Herm
right.
advisory.
It was at the Shields. Arizona State gear everywhere.
Yeah, Herm warnings and Herm advisories.
Unbelievable.
I've gotten both those shirts.
So things are going to start changing now because a Herm warning, right? Everywhere.
There are lines around the block.
Hermy. I saw Hermy, too.
Sun Devil Shops.
Hermy. All over the city, man.
They are going nuts.
Right.
That's funny.
I was at,
that's
yeah,
a funny bit,
yeah,
man.
Yeah.
Herm.
In fact, they changed the name to one store to Hermy Hounds. They did. It's called Hermy Hounds.
Hermy Hounds.
Just for the weekend.
I saw that.
Hermy Hounds.
It's a tent sale.
Love you, Scott.
Yeah.
Hermy Hounds, man.
I've been wanting to get to this. This was a good story out of the National Football League. Josh Gordon played his first game in the National Football League since 2014. This is a Cleveland Browns receiver.
Hey, nice catch, too. The
former Baylor guy. Yeah, yeah. I mean, they targeted him like 11 times. I mean, he's back full in the mix. And think about this. You know, with all the things
he's
admitted.
2 years he hadn't played, man.
Yeah, man. And with all the things he admitted that he always got really drunk and really high before he played football.
Yeah.
Always. So Sunday was the first game in Lord knows how long
that
he played a football game sober. You have four catches, 85 yards, looks the part, playing out his rookie deal yet. And this one was earlier in the week, but it was in 1997, in early December, that Latrell Sprewell was suspended for choking his coach.
Yeah, that was horrible. What year was that?
1997. He missed less time for that than Josh Gordon has missed for really just smoking weed.
Smoking weed. It's the worst. Weed's the worst. You know that. Nobody good smokes weed.
Ah, that's right. I forget about that so much. Apologize to the Juju Smith-Schuster.
Yeah.
His suspension was upheld. The Bengals safety, George Aloka, had his one-game suspension lifted and reduced to a fine.
Are you kidding me?
No.
That's a worse hit.
Yeah.
Anybody watches that game, you know it's a worse hit.
Now, he didn't taunt like
I know that,
Juju Smith-Schuster did.
Yeah, but
I don't disagree.
Taunting is not a game suspension.
No, it should not be.
No.
And you think about the difference in a game check, because if you're suspended, you lose a game check.
Right.
Right? And Aloka's been fined $36,000 or something like that. So that, I mean, not only does he get to play, but also his fine was greatly reduced because he doesn't
That's
lose his paycheck.
Dickish.
So Gronk gets one game for something after the whistle to the back of a head that was totally calculated, like aggressive, wanting to hurt somebody move. And Juju Smith-Schuster gets the same thing. And think about Marshawn Lynch, who had contact with an official, shoved an official one game, though it was kind of inadvertent. And think about Aqib Talib, Michael Crabtree, who
like
were
nothing.
Fighting and running around the field and incited a brawl.
Who was the
they
dude
got
that,
one game.
Took the penalty flag and threw it into the stands?
Marcus Peters.
Yeah.
Not even suspended. Now, the Chiefs are benching him.
Yeah, they are.
But he didn't even get ejected or suspended for that. And those all seem more egregious than what Juju Smith-Schuster
that was
did.
The play of the game. And he shouldn't have taunted, but other than that, it was a great hit.
Yeah.
Perfect's running towards the pass, running towards the play to make a tackle. He's just not looking. Doesn't matter.
Well,
he can still make that tackle.
Correct. It does matter because that
and
is
Perfect,
the
by
defense.
By the way, it's the dirtiest player in the freaking. Not that that
yes,
should matter, but you know, it's karma.
Well, they take that into account when you know if Perfect was the offender, they would take into account his history. I don't know.
Right.
I mean, they don't know their side. That has been a point of emphasis. Those blindside hits like that. Because he's a defenseless player, and
but it's not even. He should be looking. That's the weird part about that hit. He should be looking. He's running towards the guy.
Right. Yeah. And they used to fill up highlight reels with hits like that.
Jacked up.
But the guy who threw the flag into the stands, I like that. He didn't get kicked out of the game, but he started heading for the locker room.
He assumed he was.
He assumed that he was going to get ejected.
He assumed he was gone.
I think he picked up the flag going, I'm getting myself thrown out.
Yep. Screw this game.
Did you see the guy in the crowd that caught it? He was like happy as
oh,
hell.
Oh, it was great.
He's
Everybody's taking
smiling.
Selfies.
I got a flag.
So Steelers safety Mike Mitchell's been on a rampage anyways on Twitter just about all these things happening in football. And you mentioned some audio. And
is great.
Yeah.
He only swears once, but he said we need
this is not damn football,
football
is what he says. Yes.
And he's right. I mean, I don't know what they're going to do about it, but nothing. Because the heyday is gone. He is right. It's not football anymore.
It's not.
In a lot of ways.
He says that if a football player doesn't want to get injured, you shouldn't step on the field because this is for real, man.
Right.
Now, look.
It's not the violent game that we grew up with.
Grew to love. There is stuff that they can curtail, and they're trying to. But the point he makes about what I said earlier is when you're aiming for something and the guy moves and the helmet's hit, that's not your fault.
Right.
And that's full speed, fast football.
Right.
You can't flag that stuff.
That's tough. And he's basically calling it flag football. Now, look, I think the game's like continuing to evolve, and some of these things, you know, will just become less, like we'll be more accustomed to not seeing them, I guess. So the game will be fine. But, I mean, Osi Umenyiora, who played for the Giants and was blindside hit like that, I'm sure, several times, responded with, you know, like, I'm surprised a former player said this. He was responding exactly to Mike Mitchell, and he said, are players really this dumb? Hate to say it, but come on, former players have died and are dying horrible deaths because of head trauma, and you're complaining because the league is taking steps to at least try and reduce it? Make it flag football? Ridiculous. So there's two sides to this thing here, and even former players realize the long-term effects of these things are changing and ruining some people's lives.
I'm sympathetic to that, but I think the game is going to go away. I'm with Craig on this. I mean, not in our lifetime, but that if it keeps
something
going,
else will replace it.
I'm just saying because they are kind of taking away the brutalness of the game. I'm just hitting.
Yeah.
There was a scene. There's a game.
The game as we know it is done.
As we knew it.
Oh, it's totally done.
Yeah. I don't think it's going to go away.
No, we live the heyday.
It's going to be a different game.
We live the heyday. In fact, I think in college, with the exception of the targeting rule, when somebody gets jacked in college, the flags don't fly like they do in the pros. They don't.
Nope.
And I like that about college
football. True, but they'll go to replays
Well, they'll target guys out.
Yes, yeah. On things that weren't even flagged sometimes.
Yeah.
You know, and again, the NFL is going to look into that in February when they have meetings after the Super Bowl about how they can be more fair in what is targeting and what is just a guy trying to make a football
play. I think you
play.
Kick a guy out in the NFL in the first two plays of a game who's a game changer. It's that I think that's worse.
It's tough.
Yeah.
They're just trying to avoid lawsuits, really, I think. You get right down to it.
Yeah.
The judge and jury of all these decisions, Roger Goodell, is having the last laugh for now on Jerry Jones.
He just cashed in, didn't he? Yeah.
Yep. Signed his new contract to start next year, run through 2024. The base salary is only
$4 million. $40
million. Base salary is $4
million. Okay.
The rest of it comes from incentives. I can't find what any of these incentives are, but he could make up to $40 million a year.
Did he get his private plane for life?
Yeah, you know, his agent says that the plane and the benefits and all that stuff were never demands of his. That
was just a negotiating ploy.
Maybe something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, just throw it out there.
He's already made more than $200 million since 2006. So, and I don't know what the incentives are. I'm sure they're probably ratings-based more than anything.
Probably revenue-based.
Revenue, which would relate to revenue. Colin Kaepernick was given a Muhammad Ali Legacy Award. This is a Sports Illustrated.
Who, by the way, was one of the first people that the Ditkas hated. People don't remember that. We all remember
Ali.
The 60s, the Ditkas hated Ali in the late 60s. He became an icon, you know, and Kaepernick did the same thing. Different, but he might become an icon someday, too.
Took a stand.
Yeah.
Took a stand. And so the ACLU handed out this award, was a part of this award ceremony. And we all know what that stands for, the ACLU, right?
Yeah, but Kaepernick never knocked out Sonny Liston.
True. Yeah. But he knocked out Sonny Liston before, you know.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. But he knocked out plenty of people after that, all he did.
A lot of them.
Yeah.
A lot of them. So Adam Schefter, somebody tweeted him this about, it was the picture of the ACLU handing Kaepernick this award, or him at the pulpit, basically, and you could see the letters ACLU. And somebody tweeted Adam Schefter, "One less college my children have to consider."
Really? Yeah.
And we wonder about the ignorance out there.
Yeah. ACLU. Where's that, where are they based? What college is that?
Somewhere where they focus on knee injuries, I think.
Probably
ACLU.
California.
ACLU.
Yeah. And they were hammering Beyonce, the right wing, that Tawny, whatever, that blonde, horrible.
Oh, yeah. Tommy Lauren.
Yeah, she was ripping Beyonce. Shut up. She's horrible.
She's ugly inside.
She's so ugly inside.
Probably has a messy car.
Yeah.
One of those people.
Big time.
ACLU. I don't think they're in the playoffs.
No,
they're not.
I don't think they're
they
in the playoffs.
They
might have made March Madness, though.
Yeah.
I don't even think they're D1.
Play-in game.
Yeah. ACLU.
They're playing up, I think, right now. They're in the process. One less college my children have to consider.
Who
the
said
ACLU.
That?
A random tweet.
Some random Twitter dude who retweeted it to Adam Schefter, and he sent it back out to the world.
Oh, he did.
Check this out.
You don't even have to write punchlines.
No.
You don't.
Not for idiots like that.
Only 29 days to the college football semifinal. Only 29 days.
That's unfreaking believable.
Isn't it stupid? 29 days, man.
Goes away. I don't get the NCAA. It goes away in everybody's brain right now.
Yeah, they don't get to capitalize on any momentum the regular season builds.
None.
At all.
None.
But a Georgia fan, a fan in Atlanta, is trying to remind everybody of what's to come over the next 29 days. He's got a nice Hummer, customized Hummer, apparently a yellow Hummer. And he had somebody mount it had to be at least a 50-inch big screen, where the spare tire on the back end of his Hummer would be.
So he just parks it and gets behind it?
No. He just drives it around, and he's replaying the SEC championship game on that TV.
While
just driving around Atlanta, yes.
And it's not covering his brake lights or anything, so why not? No. It's legal? I'm sure it is.
Apparently it is.
That is great.
Isn't that funny?
That is great. Unless some Alabama fan, some Auburn fan ran.
Yeah, they might ramrod him. Yeah. Coming in hot.
What happened? You're right. Because really, if you're an Auburn fan and you're pissed off and you're in some sort of high old Jeep with a big, you know,
just get
a big
it
plow
in
on the front. Not going to be a plow in Atlanta.
Have a plow down
there. Nah, just some sort of big wench on there or something like that. You would just run into that thing. Oh, sorry, dude. You know.
Oh, you had one of those cow guards or something. Right,
exactly.
Imagine parking it somewhere. I don't know if it goes away or what.
I love it.
And Florida gets it.
Iowa fan should do that. Just keep replaying. If you're an Iowa fan of this area, mount your back of your car at the end of that Husker game. Actually, the whole Husker game.
The second half.
Second half.
Replay the second half.
Right.
Yeah.
Do that, Iowa fan.
No, that's a plowing.
Oh, yeah. In this city,
For sure. The Florida Gators have announced that their football, men's basketball, and women's basketball, which doesn't matter as much in this this light, but they're going to be a Jordan Brand school. They'll have the jump man on.
Yeah.
And people say, well, why is that important? I seriously believe, and Oklahoma has gotten on this as well.
Kids like that.
Kids, look at that, man.
They
if
do,
they're
man.
Down to an Adidas school, an Under Armour school, or even a Nike school or a jump man school, oh, man.
Yeah, the Ditkas aren't winning that battle, man. You talk to any young guys, they care.
Go get that jump man.
When you come into the locker room and there's boxes of free Jordans in your locker
right.
room,
yep.
that's a big thing.
Right. Yes. And more from the NCAA is not a business file. Mark Emmert, NCAA president, that's the guy who said this. The NCAA is not a business.
Right.
Was asked about LeVar Ball, the oblivious ball, and how, what do you feel about him taking the kid out of school and that. And this just sounds so blatantly oblivious for Mark Emmert, the NCAA president. He says, is this a part of someone being part of your university as a student athlete, or is it about using college athletics to prepare yourself to be a pro? If it's the latter, you shouldn't be there in the first place.
Oh, my God, he's so nuts.
What an idiot, right?
He is so nuts.
If that's
God,
the
dude.
Case,
a lot of guys
football prepared. Goes away, dummy.
Football, basketball, a lot of basketball.
God.
But definitely football, you're right, Puss.
Well, yeah, football is the minor league.
Yeah, that's the
college football
league.
Is the minor
that's
league.
That's why the NFL doesn't sustain the minor leagues.
They don't have to.
They don't have to, right.
Colleges do all the work for them.
Right.
God. And Jason Whitlock is disparaging comments from the middle ball. Apparently, middle ball and oblivious ball were on the Today Show on Tuesday. And middle ball said that he just followed the lead of the other two teammates in the shoplifting the Louis Vuitton store.
Yeah, he tried to blame
it
on them, yeah.
Yeah. Now, Jason Whitlock cited a source saying this is not true at all. This is just not true. He said, first of all, the middle ball's credit card was declined.
Uh-oh.
Right? And so then all three kids, and only one, they shoplifted from three stores,
right.
is the story, right? Only one of them shoplifted from all three stores, and it was the middle ball.
Really?
So once his credit card was declined, he started the shoplifting, and he's throwing those other two kids under the bus.
Well, then clearly the blame is placed squarely on the booster who forgot to reload his credit card.
Exactly.
Because if he had...
He was going to China.
Right. His credit card reloaded, then... maybe he forgot to make the call.
Yeah, that was in China, right?
Because a lot of times they'll do that.
Yeah. They say that you charge my car.
Say that Magic Johnson ain't happy with the old man either, because the old man is doing what he wasn't supposed to do
around the Lakers.
Yeah, hanging around the Lakers and getting him sticking his face in there too much.
He's being himself.
Really? You drafted his son. You knew he's going to do that. I think it's funny.
They changed their media legislation with the Lakers or something like that because where the players used to hang out with family and friends after the games, the media was allowed in that area no more because it just became a TMZ. Rush to LeVar Ball.
I know none of us ever do this, but I actually Googled the standings yesterday of the NBA.
Whoa, dude, it's December.
I know.
It's football season,
I just wanted to see. I was watching the Celtics play the Mavs with my son, and I wanted to see what the Mavs record was. So I had both divisions up there. And the Lakers aren't any good again this year.
No.
I forgot about that. All right.
Neither's the oldest ball.
Which is funny. All right. Thank you, PD.
Thank you.
Yay, sports.
No, but a up.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
1, 2, 3, 4. Those are numbers, but you already knew that. If you want to know what number you're going to pay each month for your car, use Kelley Blue Book My Wallet on AutoTrader. They're really good at numbers. AutoTrader.